Well, Jason, welcome back.
Good morning, Edmundo.
And we are in my favorite time of the year, chili season.
Absolutely, it's that time. And our cover this week was a pretty interesting story. I talked to a gentleman named Preston and his wife, Elaine. Their last name is Mitchell. Preston is the great-great-grandson of the Franzoy gentleman that originally started growing chili in the Hatch Valley. And their family's been involved with it forever. And Preston, when he was 13, his grandparents had kind of a slack year. So he started an online chili sales business. And he's kept it going since he was 13 years old, and he's now 23. He and his wife, Elaine, recently purchased the green chili processing and the online sales portion of the Bayad Chili Products business. You know, they're very well known here in the community. And they're going to open up a storefront here in Las Cruces called the Hatch Chili Store. It's going to be down on 3920 West Picacho. They should be open hopefully by the 18th, he thinks. They're going to be doing, they'll get all the chili from the family farm down there in Hatch, bring it in here to process it. They'll have the Bayad's processing equipment, and then they can ship it out frozen to anywhere in the world. He told me he's even got a client that every year buys 1,000 pounds of chili and has it shipped to Alaska, to a restaurant up there where they get the whole town together and have a chili roasting party.
Oh, that's amazing.
You know, New Mexico chili, everybody says New Mexico chili, you know, it's good chili because the burn lingers a little. Well, the addiction lingers forever. So they're going to make a really good run of it. They'll also be able to, at the storefront, they'll have some retail space there. So he's really expanding his online business and branching out into the retail business. So it's going to be very interesting to see how that goes. Very energetic young couple, both graduates of NMSU, I might add.
Great.
Work in accounting. And so they're taking their accounting expertise that they learned here and applying it to this business, trying to get it up and flying.
Well, that sounds great. I mean, and again, you know, any time is a good time for green chili or even red chili.
Absolutely.
And that's great.
Yeah.
And so in the back to business, you know, again, talking about marketing.
Yeah. You know, as I said, once you get hooked on New Mexico green chili or red chili, you've got to have it. So the shipping and processing that's done here is shipped out everywhere. And, you know, I tell the story in my column this week about my aunt and uncle. My uncle was with the State Department. And when he was overseas, they would have tamale parties for all the New Mexico expats that were stationed overseas. And then they would have chili shipped out when they were in Virginia and have roasting parties. And, you know, it's the most wonderful time of the year for us because you can't walk a block down the street without that wonderful smell hitting you. And, you know, it's also the time of year when I do my fall fridge cleaning. Because I've got an apartment, it's a fairly small fridge, smaller freezer, but, you know, this weekend probably, next weekend I'm going to, at the latest, clean that out, throw away the freezer burned Eggos and that pack of mystery meat that's been in the back for 6 months that I'm afraid to
open. There's
always
a pack of mystery meat in
the
freezer.
Yeah, always. And, you know, get it cleaned out and get my stock in. And, you know, it's one of those things that we all try to get enough to, you know, last us through to the next harvest. I've never been able to. It's always gone by January at the latest.
And, of course, right now, it's also with back to school, you have a lot of people that are using their chili, green chili, as fundraisers.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, Mayfield FFA has one coming up.
They do? Okay.
I don't know the exact date, but I know it's this month. And they'll have hot and mild both. They'll be roasting on site. And, you know, it's the best smell in the world. You just can't beat it. My mother's even coming into town later in the month to get her stock for the winter. And that's about a 3-hour drive. And I said, well, Mom, we could get it already worked and frozen and packaged. And she said, no. I like that 3-hour drive with that smell of chili in the back of the car.
Yes. And there's something about, you know, bagging it. And, you know, it's a whole family event of bagging it up and putting it away and, you know, putting the date on it. And knowing that you've got some fresh chili throughout the year, and if you're lucky, it lasts you throughout the year.
Yeah. Preston was even telling me that he and his entire family, after the harvest is in, they'll get together and just make gallons and gallons and gallons of green chili sauce, and then everybody in the family, all the cousins, everybody gets their gallon or two to take home. Mm-hmm. So it's a good community, and it's really part of our culture, not only does it taste great, but you know, it's our history.
It is. And in your business profile this week, Karen's Animal House.
Yeah, this is kind of an interesting one. She opened last January down on Mahaney Drive. Karen Kendall is the woman that runs it. She's been in cruises for about 30 years, maybe a little more. And at Karen's Animal House, she offers boarding for cats and dogs. She says any companion animals without hooves. And she also offers grooming, day training, and obedience and agility, and pet daycare. She opened in February 2013. She's open every day of the week, and she's in a large industrial building, so there's plenty of room indoors and out for playtime for the dogs. And then she's got a cattery off to the side, separate from where she keeps the dogs. And she also does grooming, full grooming. She'll do breed-specific grooming. You know, the animals get out, they get to socialize. She has said she has a lot of clients that bring their animals in. If they've got like just one dog at home, she'll bring the, they'll bring the dog in and she can let them play with the other dogs to socialize them a little bit. And she also does training. She does sort of show training, and she's also done a lot of work with breeding for show dogs. So it's an interesting offering that she's got down there. She's we asked her what she does in her time off, and she said that she's all about the dogs. When she's not working, she's out with her son, Roy Wagner, who showed at the prestigious Westminster Kennel Club when he was only 12 years old.
Wow.
And she's also helped raise and train several award-winning dogs.
Hmm. And in the you have a new feature in today's paper.
Yeah, we're kicking this off today. It's called Milestones, and this is something that we kind of fell into by accident. I was on Facebook, and the owners of Bex, Anna Parsons, and her husband Tyrell Thacker, had just hit their 6-month mark at their store there at 130 North Mesquite, Bex Coffee. And she just put a little something up on Facebook about what it's like to be 6 months in as a business owner. And it sort of sent a light off in my head, hey, this is a great idea. Let's see if she would let us run it. And we're going to keep going with this. She talks about having, she kind of likens it to having a baby that's 6 months old and just starting to toddle, and how much work it is, and how she wishes she could hand the business over to the grandparents for a couple hours to get some rest, like she would with the baby. But we're going to be asking business people when they do hit milestones, you know, 50 years in the business, 6 months in the business, anything along that line, to write us up just a little short description of what it's been like for them, what their experience has been, and any advice that they have for up-and-coming business people.
Well, the insight's got to be fascinating to really see what really goes into it, especially if you're somebody that's contemplating starting a business, because there are those milestones.
Yeah, and you can look at everything on paper and learn as much as you possibly can, but it's still beneficial to get this info and this input from somebody that's been there and that is going through it. And it gives it a lot more personal look at what it means to run a business and the effort involved.
And then the what's new this week?
What's new? I'm checking in on the CVS that's being built there at the corner of North Main and Picacho. And the company officials tell me that they are still on track for a mid-December opening. And it's going to be quite a facility. It's not going to look like the rest of the CVS pharmacies that you see around. They're sort of trying to make it look more of the, incorporate more of the local architectural features that you see in the downtown building. So it'll fit in with the feel of the area.
That's great.
And the style. And it's going to help revitalize downtown. It's about a $4.4 million project. And when they're done, they're going to be about 14,500 square feet. So it's going to be sizable, but it's going to be really interesting to see it come along and see how it does blend in with the rest of our downtown architecture. And again, bringing more business downtown, more people downtown, it's going to be good for everybody in the district.
Well, I look forward to that. Well, Jason, thank you very much, and we'll see you next week.
My pleasure, Edmundo.
For KRWG News, I'm Edmundo Resendez.